I'm David.
And I'm Courtney.
And welcome to Room to Roam, a podcast about parenthood and relationships.
And all the shit in between.
All right, and we are back to another episode of Room to Roam. We have the amazing couple here, one of our closest friends, best friends, Josie Kane and Eric Zimmerman, who are here joining us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. I feel like I've just been waiting for the invite since I heard the podcast.
That's true. She was talking about it. She's like, "What do you think we'll get on there?"
Like, we're not parents.
We're not parents, but like we have Twyla, or like, you know, we talk about this.
Don't have to be parents. That's the big goal.
We're dog people. We're dog people.
Yeah.
So we're excited to have you. Maybe we can start by each of you kind of sharing a little bit about just who you are. And
That's such a stressful question. I feel like when I went to that job fair, looking for jobs, tell us a little bit about yourself. Blank. My name is Josie.
Eric's not learning Josie. How to say your name.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's Josie, but like I
6 years in, he's learning how to say your name.
Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected. It's not Jocelyn.
It is Jocelyn. It says it on your birth certificate.
Does it really?
Yeah.
No. It's not
Don't
my name.
Make jokes. You know I'm gullible.
My middle name is also not Xavier. It is Suzanne.
Oh.
I'd rather have Xavier.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us.
Sorry.
We'll unpack that later.
So, what about me? I just recently figured my life out, so that's super helpful.
I love that.
Strong start.
Yeah, I decided to become a teacher, so I'll make that my whole identity, fall back on that for all my personality needs. been hanging out over here on the west side. I know that people don't think about this, but a big part of my identity is I am from Eastern Oregon, which is not Western Oregon.
No,
so
very different.
I have been here now since 2015.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 8 years?
Yeah.
That's not
well, OSU and then, yeah. But I'm originally from a very small town, as you know, and can relate
Love
to.
That.
And
hashtag small town girl.
Yeah. And that's the other part of my personality other than teaching.
Living in a lonely world.
Finally figuring out how to pronounce your last name.
Yeah, which is really exciting for everyone, except for the last name will be gone soon.
Oh,
so don't worry
okay.
about it too much.
Okay. Little teaser.
Yeah.
Love that.
More to come.
Okay, well, don't be weird. Tell us about yourself.
Oh, sorry, I was just living in the moment. I'm Eric, last name Zimmerman. I've always known how to say my name. A little bit about me. Grew up in Portland, went to OSU, met this human there. Currently just unemployed and living my best life. That's nice. And going to school.
I was going to say, yeah, like, don't.
Yeah. And then also going to school to get my master's.
What are you getting your master's in?
Great question. Thanks for asking. let's see. Clinical mental health counseling.
Mm.
So we decided to choose careers that don't pay a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was funny because when we met, and she was 19, I was 21, 22, I was very open about, like, hey, I'm trying to be a trophy husband, trying to stay at home, and I'm trying to live a lavish lifestyle. And she was really, like, setting it up, like, she was going to be, like, a real breadwinner. You didn't say it, but she was, like, running for vice president of student government.
Oh, you thought you had, like, the future
misses. Oh, I thought she was, like, you know, we're going presidential, maybe governor or something like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, we made it.
Governor Kane.
See,
so,
that would have been a problem for the whole state then. No one would know.
That's fair.
Can't have that.
And then she figured her life out and was like, I'm going to go back to school to become a teacher. And I was like, I don't know how you're going to support me on a teacher salary. But it is super nice seeing her coming back from like her student teaching. And she's like so excited, so happy.
Yeah.
And after years of
the first time
her coming home and being like, I hate working. I hate jobs.
Aww.
It's really nice.
How did you guys get into, like, teaching and wanting to be a therapist? What kind of brought you guys into those fields?
Well, both my parents are teachers, and my good amount of my grandparents are teachers.
Ooh, family educator.
Uh-huh. In her blood.
My sister is a substitute teacher at the moment.
Okay.
So it's always been there. Like, the school was my home growing up. You know, crock pot in the classroom, we're there till 11 p.m. kind of situation. And for that reason, I think I really didn't think I wanted to be a teacher. So
that was her rebellion. She was like, yeah. I'm not going
to
do it.
So my undergrad, I majored in speech comm, communication, to try and be different. And, you know, didn't really know what that was going to lead to. Still had no idea. Got out, did a couple jobs. And I was like, the only thing I want to do is be in a school. Yeah. And I love, like, curriculum and teaching. So it seems weird that it took me this long to get there. But
which, sorry.
No, that was the end of the
class. It was just so funny because I just remembered, like, the amount of supervisions we did, Courtney, you were like, Eric, fucking figure it out of, like, groups. Like, this is how you build curriculum.
You
like,
had somebody at home.
I literally was trying to, like,
Josie was. She was, like, building curriculum for me.
You didn't want it.
Oh, good to know. So that whole summer that I made them do curriculum, you probably wrote his.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you took any of my ideas.
I did. Oh, okay. I used quite a few. Cool. I was like, oh, no, Courtney's going to yell at me because I haven't uploaded my curriculum yet.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, and you guys worked together.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
how did this all start?
Courtney was my boss. We didn't work together. Gotcha. I worked for her.
Yeah, he sure did. Mm-hmm. And he came in real hot with a nasty stash and no beard. And I was like, this guy's a creeper.
That's really
and
funny
also,
that
and then also had a condition of hire. I hire him and he goes, cool, thank you. I'm going to do my week of training, then I won't be back for like 2 or 3 weeks. And
was
I was
when
like,
you went to Mexico?
No, that was when I went to Canada.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, so I'm never going to see this guy. And then he comes back, and we instantly, like, gel. I remember my boss at the time, so above both of us, like, the first meeting we were in together, we were sitting by each other, and after the meeting, she was like, you'd think the two of you have known each other for years by the way you interact.
It's like the most amazing, beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, you guys, like, are dynamic. Like, when you have to solve a problem.
It is, yeah, it is nice. Honestly, one of the best bosses I've had. And, like, I remember that meeting, too, because I think, Courtney, you were, like, talking shit
absolutely
to me about
was
something. And
yeah,
then I was like, I'm going to talk shit right back. And we were just sitting in the corner just giggling throughout the meeting.
But you two never worked together.
No, I just, I met Eric, remembered Eric.
He stole him from me.
Found out about Eric. Through Courtney when we were dating, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm going to the gym after work with Eric. And I'm like, who the fuck is this Eric guy? And
oh yeah, you started calling him my work
and
boyfriend.
And then I started calling him, yeah, her work husband.
Oh, well, and that was the thing that stressed me out so much, because, like, you know, we hadn't met, and yeah, Courtney and I were like becoming friends and going to the gym and stuff like that. And she would pick up the phone and she'd be talking to you, and she would go like, oh yeah, I'm just at the gym with boyfriend number two. And I was like, don't say that! Like, this guy's gonna hate me. It's gonna be like, why is he hanging out with my girlfriend?
Flash forward, you went to his bachelor party.
Right.
Each other.
Flash forward, I'd probably call David Moore now.
Yep.
Not that I don't love you,
I'm
but funding. You know.
It's fine.
We're both threes.
We're both threes. We're out here achieving.
Right. I retook.
Did you?
Program in preparation for this podcast.
Oh. I love it.
Ooh, because I was a two. But that kind of two where it's just like internalized myself.
Well,
I told her I was
like,
yes.
Because
she's also not. Not really a great helper.
To my core, no.
Like, when you get to her, who Josie is,
she's
you
like,
know, behind closed
help.
Doors.
I don't know. Well, it is my second.
Well, what are you then?
Six.
That's
no.
You a six? No.
I'm a six.
Yeah, no.
You're a nine.
Peacemaker.
Oh, you're
I'm
a nine.
Nine.
You're
six
nine.
Is my third, though.
That
God,
makes
so
sense for you, you little
group.
Nine. We know a lot of nines.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like this side. Oh,
yeah.
We love a nine.
We love
nine. I actually love a woman nine more. It's the we know a lot of men nines in our lives. Shout out Tyler Cameron, Michael Taylor, and Matthew Nyland. All three
Stop.
Of Dan's
really?
Best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all like nine in the way of like, I'm not gonna touch that. Oh, I'm pretty easygoing. I'm not gonna plan that. Maybe I'll respond to you.
David,
like it's very.
Why
sweet.
Do you think you have so many nines around you and you're close? Because
he needs to be grounded.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's probably.
Yeah. The both of you. You need somebody to bring you down and be like, chill the fuck out.
True.
And those nines and their peacemaker energy.
Threes.
It makes me so frustrated, though, when it's like, oh, hey, blah, 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 let's plan this. They're like, oh, it's whatever. And I'm like, no, what do you think? Oh, it's whatever you want to do. And I'm like, ah.
But I've got the two behind it. So it's a nine with also, I will help with all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's that
cool. Well, and you love planning, too. Like,
I do.
You love joining in. But you don't want to be the main person.
No, yeah. Not the center of any... Thing,
yeah,
okay. The background support.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. Not the like head honcho people are running to.
Yeah,
but like, give me all the tasks and I'll do them. Kind of.
See,
thing.
I am more the vibe of like, let me know who to Venmo. You know,
and I'll show up.
Oh, yeah, and I'll be there.
That's like all those TikToks that I've seen, and I think about you every time, David, because it's like the people who planned the trip, the people who like are just telling
showed
you
up 5 minutes
how
before and said how much.
Literally, yeah. We planned a guy's trip to San Diego, and Eric was. Started in August planning, And Eric didn't reply back until, what, was it just February? Being like, hey, I forgot, like, what's when are we going on the trip? What's information?
I'm where
like,
are we going?
Where are we going?
I'm I haven't like, got my ticket.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I literally planned this in August.
To be fair, and also before that, too, David had, like, multiple phone calls to me being like, get your ticket, this is when we're going, this is where we're going.
Yeah, yes. He had to wait until the tickets were the most expensive.
Well, and then I didn't even know when my return flight was.
No. Yeah.
Josie was like, so when are you coming back? I couldn't tell you.
I'll let you know Saturday
I'll
night.
I'll be back.
Have you guys recapped the boys trip on the pod yet?
Oh, no. That'll have to be a whole boys episode.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
all,
good.
All boys.
God, I will have to leave the room for that. Yeah.
Oh, nothing bad. Just some torn muscles.
Broken foot.
Broken foot, you know.
Well, Eric, you didn't tell us. Did you make your decision for clinical mental health?
How did I make my decision?
Yeah, like what brought you to it? Josie told us why she wanted to be a teacher, where she got, like how she got there.
Mine was like a kind of a long journey of like I followed behind my sister who like I'm pretty sure she came out of the womb and was like I want to be a doctor, and was just on that the whole time. Like,
she a one?
I have no idea. But. She, so she was, like, so into school, like, very focused, did all the things, is, you know, in school, being a doctor now. Mm-hmm. But I was very much, like, at first I was, like, oh, I'll just do sales, like my dad. Like, I always thought I would do sales. And then, freshman year of college, I was kind of, like, I want to be a therapist. Because I had seen a therapist with my mom, and, they have been, like, so helpful. Like, I had such a good experience in therapy and, like, really brought my mom and I back together, which meant a lot to me. And so I was like, I want to do this thing. But I also was a bad student and was a little too social in college. And so my GPA was terrible, and I was like, well, I can never go to grad school. So then I think, like, junior year, I made the decision of, like, you know what? I'm going to try in school, and I'm going to try and, like, be a therapist because I think I would get a lot of value out of it. So that was kind of when I made my decision. Started like changing up life habits and partying less, and then came and joined at Trillium and worked there for a couple years and went to the hospital, followed you to the hospital, worked there, and then went back to Trillium, and now we're in grad school.
We love that.
Both from the helping field.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet? I'm curious about, like, you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but I'm curious.
No, I need the story. I need the tea. Give me the details.
Flashback to 2016. August of 2016. End of August 2016.
Okay.
So I, in college, very much in a number two way, was always pet sitting for this guy in my Spanish class. And I didn't have a lot of friends in college because when I went to OSU, I was dual enrolled at LVCC to save money and live off campus. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have like the built-in res hall friendships.
Mm-hmm. Also came from a school of like graduating class of like 19. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like a lot of her school or people were coming.
Yeah, like I moved with my best friend. So her and I were together. But like outside of that, I didn't know many other people and I really wanted to. So I sat by this guy in my Spanish class and I was like, this is my friend. Found one. And he had this wiener dog.
Fat old wiener dog named Max.
And it was, he was struggling.
Yeah.
The wiener dog. Aww. And I decided that he was my favorite thing in Corvallis. And I was like, I will offer to like pet sit anytime you're going somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's my guy. I'll take him into my apartment against the rules of my apartment.
Oh.
Like, this is my guy. So I would have this wiener dog intermittently. And over the summer, he was off on some trip, and he's like, will you pet sit my wiener dog? And I was like, yeah. So I have it. I have the dog, and I'm dropping it back off at his house. He's like, I moved. So you're going to drop it off. He's not there. You're going to drop it off at this address. So I go to the address.
Yeah.
I'm with my sister.
Oh, good. You have
and I've
buddy.
Got this dog. And I knock on the door, and this guy opens the door.
What does this guy look like?
Blonde. Beautiful.
Oh, damp.
What was he wearing?
Damn.
A towel.
Damn. Did you know it was her at the door?
No, I had no idea. I was like, who the fuck is knocking on the door?
So,
Justin is the friend she's talking about, and I love him. He is one of the most, like, words of affirmation is his lowest.
Yeah.
And so we just talk shit all day, every day to each other.
Got it.
And he's so laid back. Like, so laid back. And so he leaves. I don't know where Max goes, you know? But it was like, I'm not trying to take care of Max, so you figure your shit out.
Max the dog.
Yeah.
The
wiener
dog,
yeah. And so, and he doesn't, you know, he never tells you about, like, when Max is going to come back or what he's doing or anything like that. So someone's banging on the door. I'm, like, in the shower. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And so I go, had just moved in.
Yeah. And so I go, and I'm, like, annoyed. And there's just two girls standing there holding Max. And I was like, hello.
I was like, can I leave this here?
That's what you said.
I don't know. Something along
yeah.
those lines.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, sure.
I'm here to deliver this package for you.
Yeah, yeah. What I need to know is, since he was damp, was Eric sporting the long, luscious waves yet?
No.
Oh.
We were in our short
hair. No, you were. It was short.
Yeah.
Not
it was
short.
It was like the classic, like 2016, long on top, but short on the sides, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But little did he know, he has been always very much my type. So I go back to Spanish class, and I'm like, hey, what's the deal on your roommate? What's his deal? And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Like, here's his name. You can friend him on Facebook. So I just friend him on Facebook. That's the end of it. And then a little bit later, so that was actually the end of spring term. So now it's the summer.
Well, wait, and so for some background, I, like, don't think about
that
this interaction, you know?
Ever.
I was not
that person. Like, I, because I was just
he
living.
Was beautiful in Italian. He was like, I don't even remember the
well,
color.
Well, I was just living my life, and I was just like, okay, Max is here, you know? And then my roommate comes back from class, like, the next week or something like that, and I was like, a girl in my class wants to fuck you. I was like,
he read between the lines.
Yeah.
He knew, Justin knew what was going on.
I was like, okay.
I was very polite about
so I didn't like think about it again. I don't even know when I saw your, I don't know if I saw
you
your
accepted
friend.
It.
Oh, so yeah, I accepted it, but then
he's not thinking about it.
Didn't think about it.
I'm thinking about it. So cut to end of summer. Corvallis is empty. You know how it gets in the summer, but we're both there, and I'm on Tinder, as we were. And I saw him on Tinder. And I was like, great. So we matched. And then we started talking. But what was different about it is, like, it was very much like, you know, when you're texting with someone and it's like a whole conversation, not like just back and forth. Like, we're talking about Philly cheesesteaks and all these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we really bonded on, like, traveling.
Food.
It was really nice because it was like, yeah, we matched on Tinder. And I didn't put together that, like, this was the person, like, from Facebook and the one I met.
You just thought it was a hot girl on Tinder.
Yeah, I was just
like,
all right, this is dope. And so, yeah, we're talking, and it was so easy to, like, click, and even the first night, she was, like, harassing me to hang out, and I was retaking a class, because at this point, I now was like, okay, I need to raise my GPA, and I had failed some stupid,
like music anthropology.
Yeah, like, but, like, music, like, from, like, when monks were, like, chanting, you know, like, old.
But, like, a 100 level.
Yeah, gotcha. And so I'd failed that, and so I retook it in the summer, because I was like, oh, I'll retake it, get a better grade. I did not end up getting a better grade, but Josie's harassing me, I'm trying to do my homework, and she's like, I want
to
hang out,
I'm trying to come over.
And so she comes over, we ended up talking, like, till, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like,
through the, like, and I came over, I don't even think it was dark out yet.
Yeah.
It was
just talking.
Well,
no movies, nothing like that.
We
no Netflix and chill.
We were
eat during
romantic,
the time.
You know?
We
yeah.
spent time together.
We got to know.
I wasn't even being facetious. I
oh.
genuinely
oh.
was like, this is a lot of time together. You
no.
just said, did you eat any food?
We went to Taco Bell.
Yeah, probably like midnight or something.
Yeah, he had an axe in his front seat.
I thought you were going to say he had an accident
Sketch.
Because of Taco Bell, but
yeah.
okay, got it.
That would have been a flag.
It was,
I was like, all right.
Yeah, well, she goes, are you going to kill me?
She
like,
takes it
no.
as a green flag. She's
yeah.
like, cool.
With love.
He's outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's chopping wood.
So
I can get down on this.
So we talked. We had a lot great conversation. And then we hung out continuously for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Casually, though.
Casually.
Yeah.
Casually.
Okay.
Actually, it was until the next spring term.
Yes.
When?
April 4th.
And so I thought.
No, April 5th.
I thought I was on spring break, and I was like, God, these hangovers are just painful. Like, my stomach was just, like, pushed out, like, so bloated. Like, I was, like, burping, trying to, like, get space.
Oh, did you, like, go home and take care of yourself in any way?
Like, could not shit. Just thought these were, like, violent hangovers. Kept throwing up. And then I go back to school, you know, after spring break, and it's still there. So I'm like, this doesn't feel like a hangover, but it's like, is this like gas? And after like a day or two of that, I called my dad because I was like, I don't know what to do. He's like, go to urgent care. But I was like convinced it was gas. So I was like not about to tell my roommates, like, hey, will you drive me to urgent care? Even though I was in pain. Because I was like, Justin will never let me live this down, or Charlie.
Okay.
And so I drive to urgent care and they're like, oh, your appendix is about to burst.
What?
Yeah. And so I was like, ooh, I will drive myself because I don't want to pay for an ambulance. So I drive to the hospital and my phone was getting low on battery. And I know, I love this gal over here. She gets a little anxious and stuff. So we weren't dating at the time.
But we were essentially.
But we were like, yeah, we were talking all the time and hanging out.
We had gone on trips together.
Yeah. And so.
I was
too at that point.
At that point.
And so I texted her and I said, like, hey, my phone's dying. We just wanted to let you know. I'm going in to get my appendix out. I'll be out in the morning. But if I'm not responding, like, this is why.
Cut to you. I'm in Spanish class once again with Justin.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, I need to go. Like, he's in the hospital. I need to go. Because we weren't basically
doing
that point.
Which, also, I don't, like, that's all I say. Like, just to give her a heads up. Yeah. She doesn't freak
shocker.
Out.
Also,
I don't tell her where
something.
I am. Mm-hmm. You know, like, where, like, what hospital or anything like that. So I go in and I'm, like, you know, ready to. They give me pain meds. I'm like doped out, and I'm just like, all right, and we'll be here till tomorrow. And then out of nowhere, so I'm like, you know, doped up. They're asking me about like my bowel movements at this point. And the curtain opens, and Josie walks in, and I was so shocked and like confused of like, how did you find me? How are you here? And like, she showed up and was just like, boom, 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 like all the things. She was like, you need to call your sister. You need to call your dad. Let them know what's going on. Have you talked to them?
Well, I texted. The first time I ever interacted with the sister was me texting her being like, you don't know me. But
my
brother
is
in the hospital. Yeah. And same thing with his dad. Because you didn't have your phone. I was texting from my phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Us threes love putting people in situations where we have to go to the hospital. And
what?
Well, it got awkward because the doctor came
meet
in.
Meet our parents.
He goes,
family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
like,
so he went in.
I don't need it. No, I'm fine. I'll go through. I'll get the surgery, a little spring cleaning. Now we go.
And then you'll tell your dad later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So he comes out, and the doctor comes in to talk to him about how the surgery went. And he sees me there, and he's like, oh, what is this? Your
girlfriend, fiance?
And so out of those options, he was like, girlfriend.
That's how he became
the sweetest thing ever. After the doctor left, he said, you know, I know I was just saying that, but, like, do you want to actually be my girlfriend?
Oh. No, I didn't say that until I got home.
That's right.
Because,
laid up. Well, after I had to go get him laxatives.
They tell me, they were like, okay, so don't eat any starches, any dairy. And so I go home, and my dad had taken me home because he came down. And we had gotten some food and stuff. And he was like, I got, like, this, like, cheese tortellini Alfredo, and he's
so
like
starch and cheese.
Yeah,
just the worst thing.
And he's like, don't eat this. And Josie was like, hey, I'm coming over with homemade chicken soup for you. I'm just in class right now. For some reason, my mind was like, oh, that cheese tortellini sounds dank. So I make that, and then Josie was coming over, and I had to text her and be like, hey, could you pick up some laxatives?
Because like, you know.
And you can't push.
You're not allowed to bear down.
Yeah.
And so when she gets there, I was like, she is so amazing and sweet. And I was like, you know, we crossed that threshold.
Like, hey, I already called you my girlfriend to a medical professional.
Right.
Yeah.
You're bringing me laxatives. This seems like,
that was a little bit of a long story, but that's...
Now you've been together...
6 years.
Yeah, we forgot our anniversary.
We did forget our anniversary. Well, technically, we were at Red Robin with our friend Dominic.
That's true.
The day after, and
that's
we were
okay.
Like, oh shit, we missed it.
Yeah.
This
You'll
is
have
our
a new
dinner.
Anniversary to celebrate
right.
soon, right?
True.
So, yeah, 6 years.
6 years, and you are engaged.
We are engaged.
We are engogged. That's true.
Engogged. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Well, and you two have been together for 6 years, too, right?
Yes,
yeah.
As of, yeah.
Same month,
21st.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
After 420.
You
guys talked about that really similarly when I met you.
Make us feel bad. You're over here, you have a kid, you're married, you have a house. We're like, yeah, we're engaged.
Everybody got to work somewhere.
Everybody's process is different.
Timelines are different.
Yeah.
But we do want to know, like, how did you know, or at what point, or if there was a moment that, like, this is the person I want to marry?
Or like
either or both of you.
That or like this is the person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I'm just gonna spend my life with them. Even if you didn't, you know, believe in traditional marriage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I mean I was being very dramatic about the situation, but I have journal entries back from I knew so early.
Like how early? You tell me.
Oh, like within the first few weeks of us. I had never
like weeks of meeting or weeks of being official?
Weeks of meeting.
Damn.
Wow. That but not like, oh, I know that this will work out, mm-hmm. but I knew that I was
ready.
This was, you're this was it for you. Me.
Yeah. I want to punch my ticket into that.
I wasn't weeks, but I was months. I was like, oh, I'll marry him.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, I had met so many guys at that point, like just by being in Corvallis, you meet a lot of people, and I hadn't like felt anything mm-hmm. in so long, like butterflies, anything. I was like, I don't know, did people just change? Like, am I just not like capable of feeling that way about someone anymore? And then I met him, and I was like, oh, I didn't know they could make guys like this.
Oh,
so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh,
I could.
God.
So I knew.
We talk should about him like that.
Yeah, we should do podcasts more often. This is so nice.
I think I feel like a big sister, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad somebody loves him that way. Like,
first of all, ouch. That implies like,
not
oh,
that you're
no
unlovable,
one would.
But just like you deserve that,
you.
And I would
thank
hope,
you, David.
I would hope somebody feels that way about you, and it's nice to hear her say those things.
Yeah.
When did you know that?
I knew, like a few when I took you to Bellingham. You met my best friends, and I don't know if you guys have probably met a handful of them.
Uh-huh.
There's five of us total. We're a little girl gang, and we are wild, and we're a bit much. They know we are like a handful. We were just with two of them recently. Like,
I can see that.
We are all just, you know, a handful, and I took them up there, and we were all together. One of my best friends, Hannah, was graduating from nursing school, and he got to meet them all, and the moment I knew, we were sitting at this great bar in Bellingham. I hope it's still there. It's like a German beer place. It's mm-hmm. you get a beer out of a cart, there's cornhole, and there's all these tables and twinkly lights, and we're sitting there.
I remember that place.
And David and one of my best friends, Sabrina, are sitting across the table from me and Hannah and Kirsten and Kelsey, and a song comes on. I don't remember the song, but it's like kind of like a slow jazzy love song, like a 90s situation. And Sabrina and David start dancing and singing. And he, like, points to you and, like, at a point when it says, like, I love you or love ya in it, which we had not told each other we loved us. But just watching him interact with Sabrina in that way, I was like, oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's like a movie moment.
Yes. And I have a video of them dancing and singing.
Oh, my God.
I'll have to find it.
That you can point to.
We'll post it with this. Yeah, we'll post it so people can see it. But, yeah, I have a video of it. It's
that's
very
so,
cute.
Like, emblematic of, I feel like, your guys' relationship in general to be, like, it was you and your community. You're like,
yes.
I see him in your community now, and that's where you thrive, mm-hmm. I feel like, too.
It was so big for me, too, because the guy I was with before David was not, like, big on, like, my people. It was just like, okay, they're your people, but I don't need to, like, make them my people.
Right.
And that was really hard. I was like, no, like, my people should be your people should be my, like, it should ebb like that. And so seeing him in that way, like, oh, these are now also my best friends. Like, that is what this will be. Like,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, amazing.
Did you have a moment?
I've never asked him that.
I think I had a couple, like, a compound, I think, gradual of, like, oh, I don't think I had a initial moment, but I think it started with, I want to say it might have started with Nashville.
Mm.
We went to Nashville, and I think that started, but then I think Safeway, when...
Nashville and Safeway.
Nashville,
is such
Safeway.
I think Safeway happened right when we got back from Nashville,
yeah,
I think.
I think,
we were in the parking lot at Safeway, and we were engaged in a conversation, and I think it was because David likes to make flippant comments when someone, at this point we'd said we love each other,
mm-hmm.
and David likes to make flippant comments about, like, no you don't, or why do you love me, like questioning when somebody says that they love him, and I was like, were you not given enough love, or like, is there some sort of repair that needs to happen with somebody in your family, like, where does this come from? And we got out of the car, and we were in Safeway,
some
and he,
questions.
Right?
All of a sudden,
like,
just
I was like,
departs
I got,
from me
I was like,
at Safeway.
I gotta go. I gotta go. And I dipped out.
He's crying and running away from me in the Safeway. I keep trying to find him in different aisles, and he's like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I walked away, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. I'm not gonna cry in front of her. Because I don't,
He hadn't cried, ever.
Yeah, I think something, just asking that question and me reflecting, like, how I felt, like, yeah, like, that is why I was... kept asking that question or asking that for that reassurance because I didn't feel that, and for you to ask that, I think it just kind of unlocked something, or like,
mm-hmm.
and so I was just like, oh, I can't be around you. I can't be vulnerable around you at that point. Mm-hmm. But I think that was really a moment of like you pushing me to think deeper in myself and connect things that are like outside of me, like family and stuff. And I was like, oh, I could see myself like continuing to like have conversations with her and be with her.
I feel like you were a slower to, are you not slow to commit, but like slow to become unguarded?
Absolutely.
I'm a slow burner.
Yeah.
Like open up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll tell you he loves you. He'll have a lot of fun, like be romantic and sweet. But like the actual, like what's all the way under, I think we're both like that though. I think we do. He said this to me, I think right after we moved into this house, he's like, you open up enough to make people think you're being really deep, but you're actually not going all the way down there. And I was like,
kind of feel like
I know someone who's good.
Yeah. I was going to say, when was your moment, Eric? Because he's a few weeks.
Right.
So.
Mine was, like, I was very, very interested in Josie and, like, knew I liked her a lot early on. But I would say my moment was, because I was really grappling with, like, commitment was a lot. You know, we talked so much as we were written about commitment. And I remember early on in college, like, asking my dad, like, so, like, how did you know you wanted to marry mom? Like, how do you make that decision? And he was like, you just kind of, like, one day you realize, like, oh, you don't want to spend your time with anyone else. And, like, it's just kind of, like, your person. And I was like, that's some bullshit. Like, what's, what am I supposed to do with that? Like, that's not helpful at all. And then I think it was after we had moved in together and Josie went on some trip and I was like there and I was like, I like miss Josie and I'm like very independent. So like that was kind of surprising. And then I realized like I don't want to go through life with anyone else. Like I wanted to be with Josie and like whenever we do anything we're doing, it's just like, I was like, I just have a good time.
Was this a Mexico trip when you missed her?
No, she was gone.
I think I went home or something.
Yeah, and so it was that moment, which then took me probably 2 or 3 more years to actually engage. But that was the
that just happened to be
literally engaged.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, that was probably like the when it clicked in my brain of like, oh, this is my person.
Which is fair. I feel like I didn't ever want to come in too hot too soon because I knew like. The way that I knew, I was like, this is aggressive, the way that I knew.
Yeah, like very early.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You did stand up for it when...
When you tried to break up with me.
Yeah, I was blacked out because we went to my friend's wedding.
I'm driving him back. His friend is passed out in the backseat after having puked out of my car.
Oh, gosh.
And to be fair, at that time...
I'm going to break up with her right now.
Oh, he's like, we're going long distance.
Well, because I...
Very long distance of Corvallis.
I thought, one, I thought I was going to graduate in 4 years. Turns out I was not going to do that. The other thing I thought was, I'm going to move to Chicago. Right. And so I mean, I can't really speak to in the moment what my thoughts were because I was pretty hammered, but I knew that I liked Josie a lot. And so I remember thinking, like, I need to, like, cut this off now because, like, the longer it goes, like, I know I'm going to go to Chicago. I know I'm going to graduate in 4 years. Didn't do either of those. But the more time I spend with her, the more it's going to really fucking hurt.
Yeah.
But Jolie said no.
Yeah.
I love that.
She's like, no,
we're in the McDonald's parking lot. And I was like, actually.
She said, no.
We're not going to do that.
You're getting a chicken sandwich and we're going to go home tonight. And eat this.
We'll talk about this at another time, but it's also no at that time, too.
Well, I remember because literally the journal entry I'm referring to, I remember being like, this is going to hurt so bad. Like, this is going to be bad. Because I didn't really see, just because of the way things, and so early. Mm-hmm. And then also, yeah, if you were to graduate a year earlier than me, it just was like, this is going to be a bitch when it happens.
Yeah.
But luckily it didn't. Thank God.
Yeah, it really came through on that video.
I remember. He was done with his academic advising appointment. And he's like, oh, I have to be here for another year. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, darn.
Was there anything like when you guys first met? I think we talk often how like expectations of like when we first met, what we saw, like expectations for like, you know, what we did, who we hung out with, how we interacted, our love language, or not knowing that yet, and how we are now 6 years later, our expectations have changed since we've met. I'm curious for you guys, how has that shifted over time since you guys met? Were there things that you guys did that bothered you, like when you first met, that shifted? Or were there things that, like, I guess, yeah, how did you guys kind of grow together or grow apart in certain areas?
Mm-hmm. I would say, like, I think for us, it wasn't like, I feel like for a long time we were just kind of in that like honeymoon phase, you know, yeah. of like things weren't necessarily like pissing each other off. I feel like that came in when like we moved in yes. together.
Moving in was rough.
And because we are very different in mm-hmm. cleanliness and stuff like that. And so we really got to know each other's like points of frustration and then mm-hmm. trying to work through like I think the biggest one was like cleaning. Like in my mind, cleaning was like, okay, I picked some stuff off the floor and like, you know, stashed it away or something. Like it looks like there's not things around. And so like Josie would be like, could you pick up today? And I'd be like, yeah, for sure. And then she'd come home and she'd be like,
what the fuck is this?
She's like, there's still dishes. Like there's no vacuuming. Like it's still dirty. And I was like, what? I cleaned. So like that was a frustration.
Cleaning has been a huge care tasks in general.
Yeah.
Huge thing for us.
Like those expectations changed a lot because in the beginning of your relationship there wasn't those.
No. Like I was in his filthy house in
college. It was a gross house.
And just accepting that.
Yeah, but then when you moved in together it was like we need to actually define what these
yeah.
would
and,
be.
And yeah, I think the definition of like, okay, what does this look like?
Yeah.
And having the like, okay, how do we break up the tasks? And I feel like I'm talking a lot here, but I feel like that was really enhanced with us both starting grad school. Like, made it really hard.
Yeah,
to,
I feel like we did. We brushed over that in the beginning, you guys, but Josie and Eric are champions and are both in grad school right now at the same time. And that is just something to applaud, just so the both of you know.
Thank you.
It was dumb. It was like a dumb choice awful. Of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and he was working for the first part, too. And not only working, but like an extremely stressful position.
Do you feel like your expectations for each other have changed even since being in grad school together?
Yeah. I think I've chilled out so much on so many things. Like, as Eric has also changed, like, his, like, things about cleaning and understanding what cleaning is and, like, doing more, I feel like I have also, and I know, I've come the other way where I can let things go longer and not care mm-hmm. so much. Because they used to think, oh, I need to have a tidy space to mm-hmm. be able to function.
Same.
But that's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure
I'm learning.
Yeah,
so, you should see the state of our room is like nothing like I've ever been willing to accept before with right. David, and he probably like comes home regularly right now and is like, I'm getting away with murder. This place is awesome right now.
The in-between
that clean
clothes
laundry
are just...
section, it's looking real nice.
It's looking real rough.
Real overflowed.
The whole like hearing about that the first time camping last year and then to that, just these clothes
yes.
are just haunting me.
Yeah.
Oh, the convo where everyone was going around and sharing
yeah.
what they frustrated
your
them
pet
with their partner.
About your partner.
And every woman in that circle said, leaving clothes on the floor.
Yeah. You two know how to spice up a social situation. You're like, oh, there's like a bunch of us in a circle.
Let's
like,
talk about pet peeves.
Yeah. That...
Let's talk about our issues with each other.
Well, that's a great little segue for us. What have been, for you guys, that you would identify maybe the top two like biggest challenges in your relationship?
I think
that you feel comfortable sharing, obviously.
Thank you.
The first one that comes to mind, and then I'll pass it to you, Josie, is the both working and going to grad school. Mm-hmm. I would say it's definitely like...
So right now, basically, you're in it.
Yeah,
it's
but
better
we,
now.
We don't work now. Like, Josie subs and student teaches, so she is like doing it every day.
I'm just not making money.
Right.
Free labor.
Worth noting, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no, so that's changed, like, having time. It just, like, what I noticed was I was listening to something about, like, stress, and, like, mm-hmm. even if you're saying, like, no, I can handle all these things, like, it's gonna come out in some part of your life, and for me, like, where that was coming out a lot was in my relationship with Josie. Like,
yeah.
we didn't have time together. We were, like, way more chippy at each other mm-hmm. And just, like, not having time to connect.
Well, and he had to manage so many people's feelings and his work.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of feelings that I feel need to be managed.
Totally.
And
yeah. I think that was hard because I felt so, like, drained for the emotional talk. Mm-hmm. And then that shuts that off for you.
What about you, Jess?
I describe it as this push-pull that we have, but it's really just because of who we are as people. I have always used the term, we're going to move as a unit, because I'm like, you, me, locked in, us. We are doing things together, we are in tandem, we're communicating, we're telling mm-hmm. each other what's going on, like, as a unit. And he is extremely independent and has been his whole life.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. likes to do his own thing and not be so locked into things. So it's, I feel like it's always this where I'm, like, trying to pull him towards me, and he's trying to, like, and not so much anymore, and obviously, right. like... Mm-hmm.
Like, you a know. Shared calendar is important. Yes. Now. Yeah. That's not, yeah. That's not his vibe. He's like, I have my right. own calendar.
I don't have a calendar. Calendar
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Day of, what am I doing today?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and also, like...
You just need alone time, too.
And I think part of it, too, is, like, the... How we grew up was so different in terms of, like, moving as a unit. Like, I'll call my sister for, like, a month and a half and get no responses and be like, she's fine. Yeah. And then, like... You know, if we get 2 months, then I might be like, maybe I should be worried. But, like, my...
I'm like, my sisters don't answer me, what the fuck?
Yeah, see...
Like, the next
Oh, my
day.
Sister and I literally have, like, a constant stream of communication.
And, like, always checking locations and stuff, where my family was very much like,
yep.
we're all doing our own things, we're kind of islands, we'll, like, check in, yep. you know? Yep. But, like, it's not... We're not running as a unit. And so, like, Josie running as a unit just felt so... like, foreign to me,
yeah.
of, like, the checking in with where...
You're like, someone's making me their unit now.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, I think that was, like, stressful and scary of, like, whoa, what does this look like?
Definitely.
But it's so, it feels so good now of, like, feel, because, like, Josie does feel like home, and, like, it feels like a little family.
With I think you're saying something sweet, because she's been just rubbing you up with oil and, like,
know,
making you look cute today, so. That was cute.
I was going to say, getting Twyla, yeah, did make us feel more like a...
You're a unit, there's
yeah.
three of you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Even though she doesn't want there to be three of us.
She's like, I just want dad.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. I'm just like, I like a single parent. Thank you so much.
Were there any, like, I think of systems or things that helped kind of your guys' relationship over time? Like, one thing, like, we talk about, like, a lot is Enneagram. We use our Enneagram a lot in the way that we communicate and help support each other.
Or
so,
tear each other down. You're being a three right now.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Or that. is there anything that you guys use that's kind of helped you guys understand each other more?
I wish we were that organized.
Not, like, in an organized
yeah,
way,
yeah.
though. But, you know, like, something that, like, it just has seemed to help your relationship in
yeah.
any way.
Like, attachment
know?
Style or, like, other just...
Or therapy in general.
Talk about, like, I talk... It's kind of like love languages, but we don't use the language necessarily. But I'm, like, what makes me feel better when I'm, like... When I am at my worst and, like, just tired, stressed, whatever, what have you... I want to just be together. And, like, we don't even have to talk, but I need near and I need pressure sometimes. like,
yeah.
I need... But what it works for him when he's stressed, tired, is to be alone and use his stress relief tools and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think...
He wanted you to get nuts, and
you
didn't.
Acknowledging
you. I thought
that
was one of those hand signals, like, stop talking.
That was nuts. I'm like that, too.
Yeah, well, and I think, like, really, not so much a system, but, like, the difference in, like, the relationships I've had compared to Josie is, like, I feel like we're both very dedicated and recognize the importance of, like, in fights, getting to, like, the feeling and, like, recognizing the feeling of the other, even if it's, like, okay, I don't see that, but for you, like, this is important. And mm-hmm. so I think for us, it's really like this has been the most, like, communicative, and, like, our fights don't really blow up. They're
mm-hmm.
like, we get frustrated at each other,
mm-hmm.
but then I feel like we both are able to kind of, like, alternate at times of sitting in there and being like, okay, so, like, what is coming up?
Yeah. To find the vulnerability and let your guard down has been so helpful for me. Because I didn't really... I mean, I guess I was 19, you know? Like, I didn't have a ton of practice just in general in the relationships before you. But I feel like you've helped me, probably with all the expertise you have, but just, like, actually talk about my feelings. Because I do a good... I mean, kind of similarly, I do a good show of, like, talking about my feelings, but still trying to retain the upper ground, which is not helpful.
No.
So, yeah. If somebody can break down to just be vulnerable for a second, the other person is always going to follow.
Well, and I feel like Josie helps me so much, and, like, I get pretty dramatic sometimes, and Josie will be like, Eric, just stop. Like, just...
Wow, we're similar in that way.
Yeah.
I thought that would be reversed.
No, there. Josie is, like, it's very, very grounding. Of, like, okay.
David is, too. I'm very, like, I'm going to take this to 100 if you need me to.
yeah.
And if I need me to, which I will.
Right.
Because sometimes
feels
I need a little need for
heart.
Speed.
Right.
Yeah, like,
even
I'm going to get
he
there.
Does, sometimes I'm just like, That part doesn't count.
I'm going to ignore that because that wasn't actually what you mean. Yeah. All right, Josie, I know you've been waiting the whole episode, and this is a first for us, kind of, but I love it. I know you came prepared with questions for us, so fire away.
Yeah, I don't know what Enneagram type that is, but I have questions for you, because I'm a listener, and it's been prompting some things for me.
I love that.
I guess the first one is also a little bit selfish, because, you know, we're kind of looking at what parenthood will eventually look like for us, and what I want to know is, because I know that you have experienced grad school and work and other challenges together, did being together through grad school and while you're working and emotionally stressful jobs, do you think that helped prepare you at all for parenthood?
I can take this if you want, at least my perspective first.
Yeah, you go first.
I think yes. I think our situation is a little different than yours in that I was never in grad school. So David was the one in grad school and I was not. And something we talked about a lot during the time that he was in grad school was that, and I think we said this recently on the podcast, is that nothing is totally 50-50 in a relationship, especially when someone's in grad school. There's going to be somebody giving a little more during that time. And I was definitely, you know, I think David said 65-35. So I was providing the 65 of that. And I think that that really helped us go into parenthood, because I know a lot of the things we read about was like the birthing parent or the breastfeeding parent feeling like they take on a lot more, but the other parent wanting to compensate to make it 50-50. And it isn't. And that's okay. And I think us being really validating and accepting that it's not 50-50 with our childcare right now and the way that she's managed, because she is breastfeeding. And she came out of me, so there is a natural biological clinginess that she has to me at certain points of the day. I mean, we saw it recently when we were with David's mom. She was fussing in David's mom's arms. She handed Rome to me, and Rome instantly smiled and giggled and was fine in my arms. And David's mom was like, what? And I was like, this happens to David all the time.
Super fucking frustrating.
Yeah. So I think that
really gets her, you know, drive.
But I think that really prepared us for parenthood when he was in grad school, because I think we have the mindset of like, it's okay that you're doing more. And as long as we're acknowledging that you're doing more right now, or that you're kind of holding us up, that's okay.
I think that's good advice for us.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be times where it's
not even.
Yeah. I should think about that more.
Did you have something different, or like a way that it might have prepared you differently?
Yeah, I mean, I think just work in the field. I think one of the questions of like working in the field of like mental health, both of us working really helped us in our communication, how we communicate with each other, and how we manage stress in the sense of not everything's life or death. Because literally when we worked in that environment, some things were life or death, where we had to respond to that level. And so it's really helped. I feel like working in that environment really helped us really reality test, like, hey, this situation, do we need to respond this way, or can we slow down and kind of have a conversation and collaborative problem solve, like what's going on or what we want to do. And yeah, manage stressful situations, I think, better. I can't imagine if I didn't work in that environment, what my communication would be like then. But it's definitely, I'd say my communication and our communication is a lot better because we've worked in a field of working with kids and working with adults. So our communication
gives you a lot of perspective.
Yeah. Well, definitely. Even like the other morning when I was here early and like you were going off to work and we were leaving, and the way you two were communicating about like the needs of the day of like, okay, like make sure we grab this and don't forget about this and this. It was like, it was almost like I was watching like a pro team operating, you know? I was like, damn, that is communication.
It's a unit.
Yeah, it is a unit.
And you're just like, how do I get in? I'm supposed to be helping today. What do I do?
What do I do with my hands? Courtney's like, here's the baby.
That's good advice. Okay, so you know, when you're like going through your life and then you're like, you know what I need right now? I need a hit of nostalgia. I need my childhood. And you put on your mom's music or your dad's music. I have that. Like, you know, even when I'm talking to my students, I was like, oh yeah, that's like dad's music right there. What do you want for Rome when she grows up and she's off in the world and she's missing you guys and she needs a little bit of nostalgia? What do you want, or what do you think will be mom's music and dad's music?
You go first. I did the last one.
Gosh. I wasn't fully prepared. I mean, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh, NSYNC, easy.
Really? Yes. You're still bumping in sync.
But I'm not. That's the thing. I think of this like karaoke and those things like that would be my go-to, and I'd be like, I'd want to like, you know, do songs and sing with Rome. And I think I actually, one of our reels that we just started posting, I was singing Backstreet Boys to Rome.
That's her lullaby.
right. But I think John Legend and Sam Smith, I think those are two artists, and James Arthur. Mm-hmm. Those are three artists that we listen to that kind of mean a lot to us. And John Legend, Sam Smith mean a lot to me, and I love listening to them. And so I would think that would be kind of like the playlist of
and the
dads.
Lion King soundtrack.
Oh, and any, ooh, and any, like, yeah, Lion nice. King. Nah! Honey, see my eyes. Oh, that's dad right there.
Yeah. 100%.
Remember.
Yeah, I think for me, it's funny that you say that because I think mine are my mom's, which is funny. Mm-hmm. My nostalgia is Shania Twain from my mom when I was growing up, and dad, like me and my sisters sitting, my dad just referenced it recently to us, like hearing me and my sisters when we were very young, like 3 years old, saying, man, I feel like a woman in the back of the car. Like he was like, oh my gosh. And so now I play Shania for her all the time.
Oh.
And I also, so I think Shania and Taylor Swift, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. And any, I think we've just, since we found out she was a girl, like women empowerment is stuff that we do big with her. So Rihanna, Adele, nice, Beyonce. Nice. So I think kind of those champion women is kind of something I would hope for her if she ever wants to think of mom, because I am that's regularly amazing. Singing to her. So
yeah,
I like the multi-generational music.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay. This one, a little bit spicy, a little bit hard hitter.
Ooh,
but controversial.
I'm ready for it.
Love it.
Why does Rome have a better fashion sense than I have? What's that about?
I'll let mom answer this one.
She has a better one than me, too. She also has a better like, her room is the best room in the house.
Yeah.
Like, if
it
you, it's
nice,
the most well-designed.
Yeah.
Like, we had a full sketch of what her room would look like, and David was like, what the
it's
hell? Like, we didn't remember any other room in our house.
The placement process.
Yeah, you guys helped decorate her. Exactly. So, I think I just wanted her to have her own style. I was very, like, I, as a young girl, felt very pigeonholed by, like, having to have pink things.
Yeah.
Like, I played a lot of sports, but I think for some reason people were trying to make sports only, like, girls sports, so they were giving us, like,
pink
softball
helmets.
Gloves,
yes.
Pink helmets, yeah, pink bats, and I was like, she can just play,
yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't have to be pink, and so I think that I really went hard to, like, we are gonna have a great sense of fashion that people still feel is, like, girly if we want it to be,
mm-hmm.
But it's not gonna be pink, and I think because of that, she has a great style,
the
like,
neutral.
Yeah, the neutral
yes.
tones, yeah.
Yeah, yellows, oranges, greens look really good
she
on her,
great.
So I apologize that she shows you up regularly.
It's fine,
I
mean, I've just accepted it.
Yeah, I know, you know.
And I think thank you to all of the people that have bought those outfits for her,
yes.
Like her family and friends. So it's, her style is a reflection of all our family and friends, our community,
yeah.
who bought her.
And who heard
clothes.
What we wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
when
yeah.
she gets her rainbow Crocs, she'll really be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, she'll really be out.
That's
with Dad
fashion.
Or Uncle Eric.
They're
top tier fashion.
Oh,
so
gosh. Good.
Oh, we're waiting.
Are we?
River camping. Okay, so next question. David has said on a previous podcast that his dream life would be to have a commune, live on a commune full of his friends.
Yes.
I have some follow-up questions.
Oh, yeah.
Are we invited, and are you the leader?
Okay. Are you ready for my answers?
Yeah.
Answer one. Of course. You guys are invited.
Nice
you guys
party.
Are like,
heck yeah.
You guys are one of our closest best friend couples and individual friends, so of course you guys are invited.
And you guys are consistently the people who see Rome the most, like
yeah.
on a regular basis.
Uh-huh. And we'd love to live by you guys and have kids and raise kids together and be a community that helps like raise a family and all those things. So yes, you're invited.
Nice.
And to answer number two, no, I'm not.
Not
I'm not a cult leader.
not yet. You don't have your compound yet. You don't know where that's going to go.
That's not what I envisioned me being a cult leader or a leader of a commune of people. It's more of like, we have a community. We'll be very diplomatic if that is you know, community and like work things out and figure it out and govern together.
Okay. That's a real leader talk.
We gotta stop you power because Eric will try to power vacuum.
Yeah. Oh, so Eric's gonna come in, impeach David.
And we'll have a leader of every overthrow house. Overthrow him. Someone a representative.
It's gonna be Game of Thrones style.
A representative from each house would be tight,
right?
It's Game of Thrones style. House of Zimmerman.
Josie can represent
House of Corgi.
I was thinking Twyla should represent House of Zimmerman. I feel like she's more opinionated.
A dictator.
Well, yeah, Twyla is a dictator, and she's not the best behaved.
I'm
glad
for everybody. Okay, I'm excited for that. Last question. Have you ever thought, because I know that, you know, everybody's in different moods every week, everybody's got different mishaps every week. Have you ever thought of doing a Dance Moms-esque power ranking of Rome and the Cats? Pictures up, pyramid. Who's on top?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, like most recently. Like
I do that in my head every day.
To incentivize them being better.
This should be like on our story every week or something. Absolutely. Like I mean, Marcus Girls Pyramid.
Top four.
The Marcus Girls Pyramid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I would, and I can rank them right now. Nala is shitting the bed. She's the worst.
Nala,
right
you're
now.
Doing great. Don't listen to her.
No,
you're
she is great. All up in our space. Can't let us function.
I see that.
Yeah, absolutely. who would be second place right now?
Second place? But she's number one. I mean,
no,
she's
end. She's bottom. She's bottom bitch.
You got to go bottom shop.
Yeah.
I would go with...
I know, it's a toss up.
Sounds like Rome's been struggling with sleep.
But she's so cute, so it makes her just, like, you
might
know...
Might go you.
I'm not a part of the
Oh, okay.
Leader.
Marcus girl, just the kids.
Yeah, I'd go with
Damn, Courtney, you gotta step it up next week.
Shit, apparently.
I'd go with...
No.
I go with Rome.
Rome's probably number two right now because of her sleep. She also shit on my hand, which I talked about recently.
Good job,
she's
Rome.
Just, you know, she's... But, you Green. Know, she's really...
She's working on herself. She's developing.
Growing super fast, and mm-hmm. And it's very talkative, which is amazing, but struggling to sleep and nap.
Yeah. You know what that means. We're putting Jade at the top of our table.
Oh, I know. Jade.
Jade's the winner.
Jade
this
is
week.
On the top right now.
I haven't seen Jade in so long.
Because she respects boundaries. Yes. She knew we were here and doing this, and so Jade's like, I'll be upstairs. I'll come down when you guys are done. Jade is, you know, at night, she will come up and she'll cuddle. And then she'll go and do her thing.
She says, I'm done.
That's an ideal relationship.
She
right
also
there.
Comes and brings up presents of like little her little mice friends.
We call them her babies.
Her little babies. She comes and will bring them from downstairs upstairs and put at least one or two on the bed.
I don't know if it's like an offering to Rome or what it is, but she brings her babies and puts her babies right. She puts her babies right by our babies, so I think she's like
she says, I'm mothering too.
Yeah.
Like, I
she
get
needs
it,
us
Mom,
to know.
That's
it.
Too sweet.
So I would say Rome Jade is definitely top tier right now.
Okay. Nice.
We'll have to update everyone in future weeks of what it will be. All right. This is our weekly win and woe segment. So we are going to be chatting about this anything from this week that was a win for you and a woe. Some people call this their rose and their thorn, or your bud if you want to do like a growth area instead of just like a super negative. But we're going to make Eric start because I love to pick on him.
Nice. I would say my woe is looking at my landlord and I just did a bunch of yard work like a week or two ago, and like halfway through we took out planters and we were moving the planting soil onto the edges, and I was like, oh shit dude, we should put down the tarps underneath so weeds don't grow through. And then we're like, eh, that's more work because we didn't want to go to Lowe's, like it'll be fine. And so we put it down and it looked good because it was like all soil around, evened out and stuff. And I looked out a couple days ago and there's this giant patch of just weeds that are huge that just said, oh, potting soil? Oh, hell yeah.
Now
we got to do a bunch of weeding to take that out. So that was my woe. My win was Mullen Automotive is up at the end of this week.
I knew he'd find
it. I know.
You know, feeling pretty good on that one.
always have to find a moment.
It just did as well. It did as well.
Oh, that's a win. Yep.
Yeah. Mullen's his win. Yeah.
Mullen hit its lowest ever number this week, didn't
it? Yeah, that was also a woe. That was also a woe. More focusing on the positives.
Got it. Okay. We'll try to deter you from speaking about Mullen much more, but you know. If anyone needs Mullen advice, just text Eric.
Not a financial advisor.
I'm just kidding. God. Okay, I can go. My woe for this week is just that Miss Rome is in a sleep regression. She's in her, she's not yet 4 months, but as most of you know, Rome was a little overcooked. So she hits her milestones earlier because she hung out inside quite a bit longer.
She's an overachiever.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
So
she hits her milestones earlier. So she's in leap 4/4 month sleep regression. And so we are just waking up like 3 times a night right now, which Rome was a like 9 to 10 hour sleeper for the first 2 months of her life through the night without any need to get up. So shout out to my little sister. I now know how you feel. So she's getting up 3 times a night. So my sleep, I've been exhausted, which has been hard. But my win is that we did a full day out of the house recently, like literally like 12 hours out of the house. So we were breastfeeding on the go. We were diaper changing on the go. We were in the car a lot.
She was a champ.
Yeah, she crushed it. So her wins are my wins these days, which hopefully I'll have a win that's just related to me. But right now, my wins are very tied to a small 13-pound human. So that's what I'm rolling with.
Thank you. Awesome.
Jessie, what do you got for us?
Ooh, well, I'll start with my win. My win is I had 2 things due this week. Peer evaluations and lesson plan things to my supervisor. And I got them both in hours ahead of schedule.
Nice.
Which is rare for me. Sometimes, you know, more like a couple minutes to midnight, but got both of those in. They weren't that stressful, so I kind of feel like I'm getting in the groove with lesson planning and designing all those things. So that was a win. Felt good about it.
Love that.
My woe is last night I was trying to make some scalloped potatoes with my good buddies, and I did slice off a good portion of my thumb. So,
no stitches, though?
No.
You probably should have got them. That's the face you're making.
We never looked into really how deep it was, because it's kind of
Eric,
just like
of course, has the it's fine approach.
Yeah, it's still
he,
on
he
there.
He checked. He saw that there was no bone showing.
It's not still bleeding.
Well, like every time I take a Band-Aid off, there is a little bit, but it's not continuously bleeding.
Okay.
But it's just so annoying.
Yikes.
Did you have to throw the potatoes out? That's really my biggest
no,
issue, because
you know,
I love potatoes.
And the skin is still on, so it's like, what if there's a
okay.
And we do blood rituals all the time.
Yeah, a little
so
bit
like,
of iron for your friends. Okay.
No, I feel very bonded to everybody.
I love that. Love that. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, though.
Yeah, that's wild.
David, what do you got for us?
All right. I have a lot of wins, but I'm going to share...
Don't brag.
I know. I'm very thankful and grateful. A win this week... was I feel like I'm finally getting in the routine of like working out and exercising. And so this week I've consistently met my goals of like working out throughout the week. And so that was a win for me and taking care of my body. And I feel so much better and I sleep a lot better when I'm moving my body. So that's a win. A woe, I was gonna go on the sleep train, but my lovely co-host and wife and mother of my child decided to take that from me. So I'm going to say that a woe is that we haven't gotten to do some like awesome date nights. And so I think a woe is just that transition of not being able to be intentional with doing date nights without Rome yet. Mm-hmm. And that routine that we've built the last year is kind of like shaking.
We do date nights, but they're at home and frequent checks on the baby and screams and breastfeeds in the middle. And
yeah. So I guess that would be my woe.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We also have a couple win woes that were sent in to us. I'll give the first shout out, a very simple win, but I love it, and it might be because it's my family related. We got a win from Misty Lee, a.k.a. Rome's Gigi, a.k.a. my mother. She wanted us to know her win is that she FaceTimes with what she calls her Rojo, which is Rome. And she really loves seeing her. So shout out to my mom.
That's so sweet.
And our other shout out was to Emily Swindeman. A win for her this week was making myself and baby girl breakfast every morning this week. And so I know that can be super hard with...
What a win, Emily.
Yeah, when baby gets up and trying to find time to like do things for yourself.
Usually you feed yourself like 3 hours later.
Yeah, and so to be able to make breakfast for you and... And Charlotte, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even have a baby and I can't do that.
Eric's like, shit, I don't make breakfast ever.
That's impressive.
So good job, Em. Thank you guys so much for being here and joining us this week on the podcast. Do you have any last minute thoughts or things that have come up?
We just love Rome and we're excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course, we loved having you, and we hope that you guys keep listening. I know Josie considers herself an avid listener.
Yeah, and if any of our listeners have any questions or feedback or thoughts from this episode with Josie and Eric, feel free to DM us or follow our kind of weekly posts we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday on our Room to Rome Instagram, or leave a voice message. We'd love to also highlight those too. But for now, we will see you later. It is Shotgun Saturday, so I have some things I got to make up.
Hopefully, ooh, Eric, you going to join Shotgun Saturday?
Hopefully Eric will join me, and we will see you next week.
Thanks, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's do a quick test. I'm David.
I'm Courtney.
I'm Josie.
I'm Josie.
Cool.
Fucker.